Earth and Sky.
It's pretty surprising that in this day and age, we know so little about such big things under the sea. You would think we'd know everything we need to know about this planet.
You're listening to marine biologist Joe Pollack at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington. He studies giant barrel sponges growing on coral reefs in the Caribbean. Pollack refers to these sponges as the redwoods of the deep because they resemble trees in their enormous size.
They do remind you somewhat of trees. They're massive. You can fit a diver inside the cavity that's in the center of particularly large individuals.
Pollack said that since the year 2000, the giant barrel sponge population off the Florida coast has grown by more than 40%.
So as the coral populations decline, sponges obviously have less competition. Okay, so potentially the sponge cover could be greater because coral cover is being reduced by other things.
And as the sponge population grows, he said, corals are declining. Pollack said that increasing CO2 in Earth's atmosphere acidifies and warms ocean waters, which will impact marine life.
When people talk about needing to go to space because we already know what's going on this planet, that's not necessarily true. We have a lot to learn, and particularly a lot to learn in the ocean's depths.
More interviews with scientists at our website. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.